Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Lamites, as we are the last couple of dafim here in the Masechta. So the Mishnah tells us, and we're at the Mishnah towards the end of the Masechta, and the Mishnah tells us about a katan, Lamed Chesam Abeis. Katan Kore Batora Umetargi. A katan can be Kore Batora. Again, we don't do this so much Bizman Azeh, but technically a katan is Kore Batora. Why? The Mefarshim explained, because the katan is not trying to be motzi us in a personal chiyuv. Right, as we spoke about recently, when I need to do a Chovas Gavra, I have to hear shofar, or I have to Parsha Zachar, then a katan cannot be motzi. But here it's a Chovas Hatzibur, so Me'ikra din the katan canalein from the Torah, Kori Batorah, Umetargim, and of course you could do the Tirgum. Avaleinu Pares Eshma, but he cannot be Pares Eshma. We said in the last year, maybe if he's 12 and he has a Cyrus, then he's in a different category. He's ready next Shavuot Gadol. But Avaleinu Pares Eshma, ve'eino over lefei ateva, akata cannot be the chazan, ve'eino nose es kapav, and he cannot duchen. Akata cannot duchen. So really, is that true? Akata can't duchen. So Tosus quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosus quotes that this is only by himself. A child cannot duchen, be the only Kohen by himself. But if there are other Kohanim there, so then we allow Ketanim to participate based on the mitzvah of Chinuch. Tosfos, Megillah, Chaf Dalet, Amen Aleph. Vata baslinen hacha katan, mairi b'she'ein gdola mimo. Ve'hita chulin, deboi milu zaken, airi v'chulu. Aval bakroi ba'alma yachol u'lisa kaba v'bishlo nismal zakanu, k'di lachzuki nafshi bakani. If he's, it depends if he is a Nisbali Zakin or not, but that's what we paskin, that as long as he's not alone, so then he's allowed to, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamedalad. Katan Shlohevi Shtei Cyrus, Einanosi Eskapa Bifnei Atzmo Klau. A katan that it does not have physical maturity, also cannot tochen by himself. Aval im koanim, shehim gedolim, no say, lilmod ulehis chanech. But with other gedolim, he's allowed to, even bekvias. V'chulu. So that's the Shulchan Aruch based on Tosfos. Pocheach. What's a pocheach? Somebody who has torn clothing. Which part of his body is revealed? It's a discussion that we've shown him. Does he have open arms or does he have open legs? So this is a discussion where maybe we're the post can quote it. So Poresa Shema Umetar games. He is allowed to do Prisa Shema, which is the earlier kibud of just having the Kaddish and then the Baruch Hu in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Umetar game, aval einu kore batorah, but he cannot lean from the Torah if his body is partially uncovered. The einu over lefei ateva, he can't be the chazev, einu nosei kapav, and also one can't duchen. So the shaila about shorts and how long shorts are, so that's a discussion. What if you live in a country where it's more common, but definitely l'kavanat tzibur, generally the chazan should be covered properly. Suma poreis eshma umetar game. A blind man can be poreis eshma. What's the chiddush? The first bracha is yotzer hamaoros. So yotzer hamaoros, who sees the luminaries that light up. So a blind one, can he say that? So he can. Why? Because there are others that get benefit and they help him. Says the Karban Ha'eda. Sha'af api she'ino roe hamaoros yishlo hana mehen. He says, "Anasha b'nei Adam ro'en oso," because other people see him and save him based on the light, so he still gets hanar from the light. Umatzilin osan min hamechsholim. So that's why at all the discussion of the post came by all the brachas about writing suma, kiddush levana, and pokeh chivrim, and here. So here, suma poris hashmah umetargim, and he can't. Rabbi Huda Omer kol shelo moris miyamav lo yifros eshma. Rabbi Huda says no. Sounds like he's a higher, more machmir. If he never saw a pashup shot of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to change it. But the pashup shot is that if he was blind from birth, if he never saw the maoros, then he cannot be poris eshma. He's excluded from the. He's never gotten hana from the maoros, from the luminaries, from the stars and the moon, and therefore he cannot be poris eshma. Period. So we're going to talk about that. Taman taninan. Because we learned in a Mishnah, in Meseches Makos, whether a Suma, a blind man who kills somebody by accident, does he go to Golus or not? Machlokes Tanoim. Suma eino gola div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says he does not go to Golus. Based on Psukim, Rebbe Meir Omer Goler. Meir says he does go to Golus. Ushnei mikra echad hein darshin. Both of them darshin from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in the context of Ir Miklat, below Reos. Right, he kills him without seeing. Below Reos, it was an accident. Below Reos. Rabbi Meir Omer, Larabo says Asuma. Rabbi Meir says, why does it say that extra phrase? To include a Suma in, this is the gears that we're going with, to include a suma in the halacha, because he automatically is below Reos. So if somebody is below Reos, and he's always below Reos, but he's still included, and he would go to Ir Miklat, if he kills by accident. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Prat L'Suma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, excluding a Suma. So, V'kota Ninan, but 1 second. So you see from there that a Prat L'Suma, a Suma, so to speak, is not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, like a regular, like a seeing a person who could see. Right? So he's excluded from Ir Miklat. And yet, what do you see from our Mishnah? V'kota Ninan, in our Mishnah, Koshla Roa Ma'oros Miyamav Lo Yifros Hashma. If he never saw Ma'oros from birth, then he can't. Mashba, what if he did, but now he's blind? Right? Ha imra ah porish. But if he did, even if he's blind now, so then he would be able to be porish. So you see, Asuma is considered a mechuyav bedavar. That Mishnah over there, the Rabbi Yehuda holds he's excluded from the dinim of Ari Miklat. Sounds like Asuma is excluded from certain dine Torah. And here he is included in dine Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Answer, Rabbi Chaga, or we continue the question first. Rabbi Chaga by Kubi Rabbi Yosef, Michlav Hashidasi Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's Stephen Rabbi Yehuda, Taman over there in Makos who Amar Prat, he says he is excluded. Fahacha who Amar Larabos, and here he's included. So Amar of Chananya, Breder of Hillel, really, assume is not a Mechuy Badava. Really, the mission Makos is how we understood it. He is excluded from certain mitzvahs according to Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah sounds like, as long as he saw it at one time, even if he's blind now. No, our Mishnah is not referring to that. If it's a real blind Suma, he would not be able to be Motzi Achirim in Poris Hashma. What's the Mishnah referring to? Amar Chanani Breder of Hillel, B'yoshev B'beis Ofel he must nisa. If somebody was in a very dark room or a cave, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. If somebody was born in a cave and never came out of the cave, and never saw, so then that's what the Mishnah is referring to. But if he would come out, so then obviously he can, even if he went back in. But the Mishnah is not referring to somebody who's blind. Somebody who's blind is excluded according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kachanu Omer, my Yoshe, Beis Afel, Lo Yifros Eshma. Bram Hacha, but over here, by the Makos case, below Reos, L'Rabos is a Suma. By the Makos case, we include Suma. What do you mean we include Suma? You have to just add in. We have two inclusions, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of Suma. And the Gemara says elsewhere, ein miut achar miut. We have two exclusions of Suma. So, you know, you have to know whether two miuts add in a ribuy or you take each one separately. But we say, if there are two ribuyim, so then we're memayit, and that's Rebuyud Ashita, that a Suma is excluded in that halacha. So we know this is a Ashita that Rebuyud has elsewhere. If you look in Baba Kama, in the eighth parak, in Barak HaChovel, the Gemara there discusses, and the Mishnah discusses, the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanya, talks about there whether a Suma has boshes. A Suma is subject to, what is it, Chovel, or the five payments of wounding somebody. Nezek, Sar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. So does a Suma get payment, if a Suma is wounded, does he get payment of embarrassment? Because he doesn't see. So does that affect the bushas? That's the discussion of the Gemara there. So the Gemara there quotes, V'chein ha'yir Bihuda potro mikol mitzvahs ha'meres b'Torah. Rabbi Yehuda paters from all mitzvahs in the Torah. Right, assume it's pater from mitzvahs. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Say, as Tosfos. Tosfos there says, Tema, what about the Mishnah in Megillah? What about the Yerushalmi in Megillah? Right there, the first source that's quoted there in Tosfos. Tema, hadetz not. How could Rabbi Yehuda say he's pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah? Doesn't the Mishnah say that if he never saw, lo yifros al shema. Afilu rav and ismanami. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he had seen, and now he can't see, he should also not be able to be poritz al shema. Because Rabbi Yehuda excludes him from all mitzvahs in the Torah. So, ubi Yerushalmi demuki shalorah ma'oris miyama biyoshim beis afel. If you look in the Yerushalmi that says, we're not talking about anybody blind there. Right? We're talking about in a dark house, then fine. Because then, our Mishnah is not talking about anybody blind, and therefore Yehuda Shita is consistent. Oshen Nolad B'Marav Ein Osu Masi Shapir. Aval B'Gemara Didon, but in our Gemara, the Bavli, says Tosfos, we don't have that Ukimta. We don't have that Pshat of the Mishnah. Mashma Debari B'Suma Mamish. It sounds like we're talking about an actual Suma, and the Machlokas is whether he gets Hana from the Ma'oros. So if you take the Mishnah literally, so how could Rabbi Yehuda ever say that he can be Motzi someone in the pre-sashma, does Rabbi Yehuda say he's potter from all mitzvahs? You have to be mechuyev b'davar in order to be motzi hazachem yidei chavasan. So v'nira, Tosfos comes up with a chiddush gadol. Tosfos there, baba kama pei zayin. The potter Rabbi Yehuda, somebody be called a mitzvahs. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says he's potter from all mitzvahs, he's chayiv in all mitzvos midrabanan. Mikom akam midrabanan chayiv. Just like, he quotes, the avagav, the isha miftar mitzvahs mitzvahs ma grama v'lo machayivin avilim midrabanan, even though, what do you mean, you come up with a chiddush, psumas are padar chayiv in mitzvahs rabanan. What, everybody is padar for mitzvahs daraisa or is chayiv in mitzvahs rabanan? What about women and ma gramas? They're chayiv in shofar and sukkah and lulav? No. So why do you say that? Just because somebody is pater from midaraisa, they're chayiv midrabanan. By women, no. Bishum sheish mitzvahs harbi d'b'chayevus behu. Women have a lot of mitzvahs that they're obligated in. So these five that they're not obligated in, we're not going to be b'chayev them. But a suma, listen to this line of Tosfos. Aval suma, ipadr slay mikala mitzvahs, afilu midrabanan, if a suma is pater from all mitzvahs. And even midrabanan, we're not going to be chayev them in mitzvahs. In Cain, havi le kumonachri. She'ein noeg b'torah tzisroch klal. He has no mitzvahs. How could you do that? How could a person be pater from all mitzvahs? You have to be mechayev him at least midrabanan. That's Tosfos Hashita. Women have plenty of mitzvahs that they're obligated in. But Tosfos says, but you have to be obligated suma according to Rabbi Yehuda in mitzvahs midrabanan, or else you'd be like a goy. Right? You would be chayev in mitzvahs. Fascinating line. The Turi Evan on our daf. The Turi Evan says, 1 minute. If the Torah says that suma is pater from mitzvahs, how could they be chayiv in him in mitzvahs midrabanan? Why do you have to listen to the rabbis? Because the Torah says you have to listen to the rabbis. But if the suma is pater from all mitzvahs daraisa, then he shouldn't have to listen to the din d'rabanan, as the Turi Evan. Shouldn't have to listen, right? He's pater from all mitzvahs. So what do you say? What do you have to say? So Turi Evan quotes. You read this Tosfos, we're in shock. Right, Tosa says, he's pater from all mitzvahs, he's like a guy. Hello, what about 365 los assays? What about all the los assays? It must be Tosfos holds that los assays don't create Kedushas Yisrael. So on 365, but if none of the 248 mitzvahs assay, right, how can you say? Of course he's not to be Bechal Shabbos and eat not kosher and be Baal Arayas? Of course not. Right, so Tosfos must be thinking though that that's not enough. You need some aspect of mitzvah saseh. So says the Turi Evan. So you're right. He's not included in the mitzvah of kachol hashei arucha, but he's in the lo saseh of lo sasser. So if he's in the lo saseh of lo sasser, that's good enough to say that he's going to be chayiv in a mitzvah. There is just a collector's item shita. I'll mention it, and all the achronim wonder about it. In the Sefer HaMachria. Sefer HaMachria is a sefer of the Tosfos Rid. So he has a line there which sounds like the suma according to Rabbi Yehuda is pater even from lo saseh. At least certain los assays is the simen ayin ches mishum de lo avar b'bal tosif the halo mifkid who b'bal tosif. He's not chayven b'bal tosif because he's not chayven los assays. The kiva shein kan iser b'bal tosif matzu rabbanan shaper lichayuve. The kiva the chaymid rabbanan b'vadek ki mavarech al kol mitzvah. So you can make a bracha. So there's a ha'ara on the gilyon here in the sefer hamachria. Plia nisgava lo uchala hechi tesek adaitan demand amar suta. Suba pater mikol mitzvahs she pater afilu mikol lavin shabbat Torah kikatan v'lo ye'anish b'avodah zarah gilei ra'ah shvichas dam mechilas Shabbos v'shar kol averus v'bnei also suma v'hu ish Yisrael ben das ein das sovalto davar zeh v'lo ala alibo dihahu man da amar klal me'olam zulas l'pater mitzvahs asay v'chul that he continues afilu man da mechol mitzvahs vada yisrael ben baltosef v'zeh bar kishemesh v'. Something dia karav nidaf einenu. So I don't know who wrote the Machria, but it's a chiddush. Okay, got to work on that. Okay, we continue. That's an exciting topic. Says the Mishnah. Koi chesh b'yad ha'mumin. Once we're on the topic of, we mentioned that you need a minion for berchas kohanim. So once we're on the topic of berchas kohanim, we'll quote a couple of other halachas about berchas kohanim. Other halachas of berchas kohanim are in sota. That's where it says berchas kohanim. What language it has to be in. Second half of Berachas Kohanim has many different halachas. Kohen sheish b'yado mumin. So if a Kohen has mumin, has blemishes on his hands, lo yisas kapav, he can't duchin. Why can't he duchin? The Gemara Pashas will say, because it's going to be distracting for people. They're going to be looking at his hands, they're going to be able to be focused on the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda omer af mi sheyado yadav tzvuos istis. Even if his pants have paint and stains on it, lo yisas kapav mipnei sham mistaklin bo. That's what the Mishnah says, because the am is being mistakel and getting losing their kavana. Tini ubefanav. The Tosefta says also if he has movement on his face, and the Tosefta adds in not an argamar uberaglov, because the coin takes off his shoes. So whether it's on his hands or his feet or his face. Fatani, but the Brisa says, "Im hayadash b'ira mutter." If everybody's used to how he looks, he lives there, and they he literally tramples in the city, meaning it's known, so then mutter, then it is not a problem. That is a lot of duchen, because it's not going to take away their kavana. Reb Naftali havas etzpaasi akima. Reb Naftali, there was a Kohen, Reb Naftali, who had a crooked finger. Asa shol Reb Iman, he can't ask Reb Iman, Amalei. Mikimach hadadash be'ircha mutter, everybody knows you have a crooked finger. Reb Chuna havimavar zaldakan. One time Reb Chuna removed a zaldakan from duchening, from doing brachas kohen. And what's a zaldakan? Different shatim in the mafarshim. The, Karban Eidi here quotes that he couldn't grow a proper beard. He had a couple of strands. He couldn't grow a proper beard. So the Pnei Moshe says maybe he always had tears. Fatani my dash biro butter. What do you mean? It says if the whole city knows, everybody knows that he's a Zaltikon, right? So why do you remove him? Am Rabbi Mana Rigle Havi Sagin. His legs were very. Sagin is very. What does it mean? Very added, very short. Right? He was very, very short. And put that together with the only strands of a beard, doesn't have a full beard, then even if he's dash b'iro, people might look and like not realize. They'll just see his height and they'll see lack of beard. Shalo yeomrim ra'inu kata nose eskapov. Right, and that wouldn't be appropriate. The Trumas Hadeshen writes in the Tshuva, and we paskin this way. Trumas Hadeshen says, what is dash b'iro mean? How long does he have to be in the city for? How long does he have to be in the city for? A week? A year? Like, how long do you go for? So he's asked this. When it says, Eza Shir Yesh Medavar, he says, Yireh Dimsha Be'ir Lamed Yom Nikra Dash Be'iro. He thinks a month. Delakol Midi Tetali Behergil Sagi Belamed Yom. Because getting used to things goes by a month. Where do you see that? It's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi we had a few months ago. What Yerushalmi? Mashav Aruch Amar Adagashim. Right? How long does it take to get used to and you could assume that you said the right thing in Shemoneh Esrei? A month. So just like that's where you get accustomed to things, so too in this case, to call lamed yom becheskas mashu lamed betchila v'lachar lamed yom farumur galom mashu yischol michadash alma to sagi belamed yom lahargil l'shono 30 days is enough to accustom his tongue. Hu adin lahargil ra'os ha'ayin. So not only the tongue but the eye, says the Shuvah Sadeshen. His eye is used to what he sees. V'chinami ashkechan b'kamamili ditzrichi shihu isman v'ksavo lahen. You find other things also, Lamed Yom. And then he says, it doesn't mean you have to come to live there, even if you have to be visiting for 30 days. When we come out down here, the Ladafka to Asi Lameder Hasam, Shi Echam Ibede Masa. Afilo Asi Le Hasam, Kade Leo Sham Lame Tino, because you're there to be a teacher, O Sofer, O Mishares, Shana, O Chatsi, Shana, Chasham Namidash Biro Lamed Yom. Because if 30 days is 30 days, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. The Amar Rebbe Yosa, Zosomeris. The fact that if a Kohen has hands that have a mum, and then people are going to be staring at him because of his unusual blemish, that's mashma that we don't want people staring at them. Meaning, Zosomeris, also the Saka B'Kohanim, Mishajim Mavarchan as Yisrael. It must be that we don't want the Kohanim, we don't want the Yisraelim to be looking at the Kohen's hands. Right, when they give a bracha. That's why we don't want them to have movie, because then they're going to be, looking. Rav Chagai says, no, that's not such an issue for me. Why? Klum Amrei Misakal Obede Hesia Das. Isn't the issue is because if you're going to focus on the Kohen's hands too much, you're not going to have kavana to the bracha. To give him a kabbal the bracha. Moshe, I swear. One of the mafarshim in the back, say Reb Chagai says this awesome. He swears in the name of Moshe. Moshe, don't have a stock of the Masiya Daiti. I can look at the Kohanim and I'm not going to lose Hezekiah. I'm not going to have Hezekiah Das. Right. So the issue is, what's the reason that for not looking at the Kohen's hands? There's a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Megillah on Daf Chav Dalet who says, because the Shechin is on their hands. And the Shechin is on their hands, so that's why, we should have looked at the Kohen's hands. Tosfos says that's only the Berchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Not outside the Beis HaMikdash. The issue is Hesachadas. The issue is Hesachadas. Right? So therefore, Machlokas reshowed him what exactly is the issue. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that Bizman Azeh, where Kohanim cover their hands with a talis when they duchen, so that even if you have a mum on your hands, it doesn't matter, because you're not going to see the Rashi or Tosfos. You're not going to see the Shechina, and it's not going to be Hesachadas. So that's what it seems like. Me'ikar adin, there's no issue with looking at the Kohanim Bizman Azeh because their hands are covered. You're not really looking at the Kohanim. You're looking at the Talaisim. There is a big question in the Achronim. The Mishnah says, if you have a mum on your hands, you can't duchen. Right? Period. And all, what does the Beis Yosef say? Oh, bisman hazeh, because the reason doesn't apply, you could look at their hands. You could look at, they're allowed to duchen. They're allowed to duchen. Since when do we say that? Afal bisha batla tamlo batla gzeira. Don't we usually say that? Right? Taking medicine on Shabbos. Right? You can't take medicine on Shabbos if you're a chol she, less than a chol she'en bo sakana, because chashah gzeira shi'in samamanim. So we say, even if the reason doesn't apply, so all of a sudden we have here, the reason doesn't apply, okay, so we get rid of, so there are a few times, not too often, there are a few times where we have this idea that most of the time, if there's a gzeira derabanan, then even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, that the gzeira is still intact. Right? We don't have the power to get rid of it unless we're b'chachmo v'minyan, which we're not. But once in a while, we have this type of example. So there is a, Rav Shechter likes to quote the Mishkanes Yaakov, the Koheles Yaakov has a commentary, the back of Maseches Beitza. So he quotes that if you put all those examples together, those examples are where if the Rabbanan would knock out a mitzvah d'araisa, for good reason, whatever the reason is, if they would knock out a mitzvah d'araisa, then you have to say the reason is built in. And therefore, if there's no more reason, so then the dinah falls apart. What happens here? The Rabbanan knocked out the mitzvah, Berchas Kohanim, Midaraisa. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have a mum on your hands, you can't duchen. Right? It's a mitzvah d'araisa duchening. So the Rabbanan knocked it out for good reason. But you have to say there, then once the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the mitzvah kicks back in, and you have Berchas Kohanim. He has other examples. Right? The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, and other, some Achronim wonder. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha. If Bizman Azeh, most of our communities aren't the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos? What's the chashash? Shemi Avirin Adala Amos, the Rishus HaRabim? We don't have Rishus HaRabims in 90% of the places. So you should blow shofar. You should blow shofar in those places on Shabbos. And he leaves it as a Sarachian. What do you mean? There's a Gzeira not to blow shofar. Right? When it falls on Shabbos, how can you say just because the reason, again, because they're knocking out a Mitzvah Daraisa. Knocking out a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. There are other examples, but that's the Yisod, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha. That the Kohen, even if a Kohen has a band-aid, has a missing a finger, whatever, then they're allowed to, as long as it's not visible to the outsider. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer eini over l'fnei ha'teva b'tzvuin. If somebody says, I'll daven, the Gabbai goes over to him and says, you want to be the chazan? He says, yeah, I'll daven, but I'm only going to daven in white clothes, not in colored clothes. And that was something that the other religions did. So Api Levanim Lo Yavar. Then we say, okay, thank you very much. I'll get somebody else. And even if he wears whitey, we won't allow him to be the chazan. Bisandalena over. He says, I'll daven, but no shoes. Only if I don't have to have shoes. So again, that's something that the Ovdei Kochavim used to do. So Af Yachav Lo Over Yavar. So the Gabbai could say, okay, we'll get you another time and never come back. Ha'oset Tilasu Agula. If somebody makes their tefillin round instead of square, round sakana, number one, is dangerous because, you know, if you bump into something, maybe it'll press into your forehead. Vein ba mitzvah, and you don't get a mitzvah. Something is connected, right? It's dangerous and you don't have any spiritual protection because it's no mitzvah. Not doing a mitzvah, right? The halacha which we've seen, it tells us it has to be square. Nasna mitzvah o al pasiado. If a person puts their tefillin on their forehead, meaning low down, under, right? The tefillin have to be entirely above the hairline. If somebody puts it lower down, right? Closer to bein einecha, o pasiado, or on the palm of the hands, right? And they take those psukim literally. Ukratim lo sal yadecha. Harizad derech minus. That's, heretical. Different pshatim, different, gersos in the Rishonim. Right? The Rambam has a lashon of stukim. The Rush has karaim. Either way, it's not traditional. Tzipa zav, anasna beis yad unkli shalo. Tzipa, if I make my tefillin gold, I think that's very beautiful. I'll make golden tefillin. Or, anasna beis yad unkli shalo. Or if I put it on my sleeve, I don't put it directly on my arm. Harezu derachisonim. That's also the way of outsiders. Literally, that's not the halacha. The halacha has to be black. And also, if you put it on the sleeve, it does not allow. Why? Because the halacha is, the Chazal explained, the tefillin shel yad is supposed to be l'cha la'os v'lo la'achirim la'os. Therefore, it has to be covered. Right? It can't be on top of your sleeve. It has to be under your sleeve. Huge discussion in the Rishonim. It sounds like from here that the issue of putting it on top of your sleeve is because l'cha la'os v'lo la'achirim la'os. That's it? There's no issue of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin? Machlokas, Rash Barash. The Rashba seems to say that there is no issue of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. Right? And that's why if you put it, right, the Rashba says, if that's the only rishon, says, in mikan, near Alita. Tefillin Sheberosho. Tefillin Shalrosh, there's no issue of being in private. Right? You have to show it. Tefillin Shalrosh, Mutter Lasi Zosam Al Kovo. You can put it on your hat. Oh, Al Kisi Arosh. Tov Bishel Yan Lo Aser Lino. Beis Unkli. El Mishum. De Xibu. Lachalos Achim Los. Halaf Achinat. But the Rosh argues, the Rosh says, no, don't take it so literally. There is an issue of Chatzitza. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about a toupee. A toupee, right? Is a toupee, is that a chatzitza? Well, according to the Rashba, you don't have to worry about chatzitzas anyway. But if a toupee, if somebody has some fake hair that's stuck on, do you have to take it off to put your tefillin on? See, he paskin that in davening, it was like embarrassing to like take it off. So he paskin in the shul, you could wear it with the toupee, but at home you should wear it without. Right, because of the chatzitza issue. Right, okay. So let's continue. There's a ton here, but we just do what we can. Tana Rabbi Yossi ben Bibi. Tefillin merubas shacharis halacha moshe misinai. Tefillin have to be square and black based on halacha moshe misinai. Almost everything regarding tefillin is halacha moshe misinai. Right. The sukkim say, oh, you wear it between your eyes because we only believe in Torah shebachsav. How do you know what tefillin look like? How do you know what color tefillin? How do you know how to make tefillin? You can't get to the first step of any mitzvah without Torah Shebaal Peh. Ha'omer, we could have a whole shiur for a couple of hours on this Mishnah, but we'll have 5 minutes. Ha'omer yivarchu chatovim. If somebody says, the good ones should bless you. The good ones should bless you. The Me'iri has 5 pshatim over here on this Mishnah. What does that mean? We'll go with one pshat. You know, the good people who have good that happen to them should bless you. Mashba that. If people have bad tzaras going up to them, they shouldn't bless you, because that must be coming from a different god, because you're the good god. But that the bad god, you know, they shouldn't talk to the bad god. Hariza derech minas, that's apikarsis. That's apikarsis, derech minas. Again, there's many other pshatim as well. Just one other pshat, the Meiri quotes. Who should give you a bracha tovim? When people are good and satiated, only people who are good and satiated should bless you, meaning benching. The Savata Uveirachta. He denies the Din Derabanan that even if you only eat a kezias, you still have to give a bracha. If you say only Yivarchucha Tovim, I believe in the Dinim Daraisa, not the Dinim Derabanan of benching even if you're not full, that's Derech Minas. That's two. Akan Tzibar Yirachamecha, the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakan. So we say, oh Hashem, you have such Rachmanis on the birds, right? You tell us to shoo away the mother before taking the eggs. You should also have Rachmanis on us, like you have Rachmanis on the birds. So that's like, oh, that's the mitzvah is only about Rachmanis. V'al Tov Yizachar Shemecha. When good things happen, we remember your name. Modim, modim, you say modim twice. Meshatkun, so we quiet him. Because what? It seems like there is two, you're talking to two gods? Modim, modim. Or on the good, right? Not on the bad. Vamachana Barayas, if I learn the parsha of Arayas, and I don't take it literally, I think the psukim of Arayas are like some metaphor. Meshatkun, so all of these also, we quiet him. Ha'omer, mizarachalositin laver lamolech. If I translate this pasuk, which means, that you can't give your kids to the Avodah Zarah Molech, but I translate it as, I mistranslated, from your children, don't give over to an Arimian woman to become pregnant, meaning if I translate that having bia with an Arimian is an Issa Daraisa, with Kares, that's a Ziyafa Torah, that's not right. And therefore, Mishaskunos Oben Azifa, also we quiet him. Again, different pshatim about misinterpreting psukim and not taking them literally. Right, that gives off the impression that there are two gods. The good ones, right, and all the pshatim of the Meiri have to be worked out. Repinchas b'shem Rabbi Simon. 3 pshatim now, what's the problem with Halkan Sipar? Number one, Repinchas the name of Rabbi Simon. Kikori Tigar, Midos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. You're like calling about God's Midos, right? You're saying, Halkan Sipar yiki yigir rachamecha, val oso eish lo yigir rachamecha. Right, you're saying, Hashem, you have such rachmanis on birds. What, not on people? Right, so Hashem has Rachmanis on everything. Number one, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Simon, Kinos, and Kitzal Midos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. You're making a limit on Hashem's Midos. Adkan, Alkan Tzibri, Yigir Rachmecha, right? Only on birds. What about Machlokas? What about animals that are less chashuv than birds? What about animals that are more chashuv than birds? Right, different pshatim about the other girsos. The Kansipar has the Karban Eida has a different pshat of not. He had this girsa in the Mishnah, not al kansipar, ad kansipar. Right, your rachmanis is up to there and no more. So Gemara says, is tani tani ad, is tani tani al. Manda amar al, the one says al, misayel or pinchas, that's like the first shot that we gave. Manda amar ad, misayel or yosa, that's like the second shot that we gave. Again, 2 different pshatim again from the Mishnah. What's the problem with al kansipar yagiu rachamecha, making Hashem's You're complaining about Hashem's midos, or you're limiting Hashem's midos. Number three, Amar Yossi Barabun, lo avdin tavis. No, this is it. Shehein hosin, switch the word. Midosav shalakadosh baruch hu rachamim. You're taking the laws of the Torah and you're saying they're nothing more than compassion. Meaning the laws of the Torah are dinim. We can learn certain things from the laws of the Torah, but we cannot categorize them that this is what they're all about. This is not what they're all about. There are messages. But the Tam HaMitzvah is not the Mahus HaMitzvah. The Mahus HaMitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, this is what we have to, this is what we have to do. The Elaine, one more section, the Elaine, if anybody translate, right, there's a pasuk of Shar O Chesev. Remember that pasuk? Shar O Chesev, I'm sorry, not sure, in that section, Shar Osel Osob Esbeno Losishklu B'Yom Echad. Right, now let us shech the mother and the offspring on the same day. If you translate it as Ve'ilein de'metargaminan Ami b'nei Yisrael Kamadan on Rachamim b'shmaya, just like I have Rachamim in heaven, Kain tevin Rachamim ba'ara, have Rachamim on the ground. Tarta or Rachela Yasa v'Yazbra lo sachasun treivam b'yom achad. Right, the ox or the sheep. Right, you should not shecht on the same day. Lo avdin tavus. Also, if you translate it like that, it's all about just like I have Rachmanis up here, have Rachmanis on there, right? Not appropriate. She knows the midos are Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. You're making the midos Rachamim, and there's a lot more than that. Period. Again, it does not mean that we're not supposed to look at the Sefer Achinuch. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to learn Tamiya Mitzvahs. To look at the Rambam and the Mar Nevuchim, right? But it just means that we can't categorize these laws as just decree, as Rachmanis. That's what it's all about. It's the Ratzon Hashem. Whatever we understand from it, okay, we could take that, but that's not how it's categorized fully. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By modim modim, we will continue.